Welcome back to I Choose Me. My name is Nadine Leopold and I'm recording from London. In today's episode, I wanted to speak about finding your purpose. It's a question that I've had asked so many times on Instagram. So many of you guys have been asking me, you know, what's the meaning of my life? How can I find my purpose? And I genuinely feel like it's a question that is so tough because it's something that I tried to answer for myself for so long. I've been, you know, I am a very deep person and I love watching dark movies because I always feel like it gives you an insight into, you know, different perspectives. And I just always love to take life apart and to just understand things and like understand feelings of people. And when I was going through my really hardest time, I would say, when I was dealing with depression and panic attacks and everything, and I was in a very, very, very bad place. I spent most of my time figuring out how to just give up on life because I felt tired. I felt exhausted. I felt so disappointed by, you know, the experiences I've made, even though this is just what happened in my life. I don't know. I was always, when I was younger, I always thought, you know, once you're an adult, things will make more sense. And, you know, grown-ups have it figured out. And I used to love to watch all these rom-coms. And, you know, it always made me feel like that's what life's going to be like. That's, you know, life's full of happiness and all these amazing experiences. But growing up, you learn that life isn't all that easy. And life can be very, very challenging at times. And finding your purpose is something that is just, it's such an interesting question. And I recently actually heard someone say that your purpose in life is the process. It's the process of finding happiness. It's the process of finding your purpose. And it actually made me think. And I think it does make so much sense because, you know, no one, no matter where you go to, no matter how many fortune tellers you speak to, no matter how many different horoscopes you're going to read, I feel like finding out your purpose is just something that I could imagine you'll know at the end of your life, or when your life comes to an end, you'll know like what your purpose was. Every single experience you've made will probably make more sense. There'll be a reason for it. And things that might have turned you into a person that you needed to be for a later part in your life. And so I actually thought it was really beautiful to just think about the fact that there is no answer to what your purpose is, because your purpose is just to live your life. You need to live your life to the fullest. And so many people think that their purpose in life is just to find happiness. And I don't know if there is something like total happiness, because, you know, in order to feel happy, you need to be able to feel sad to understand what it means like to feel happy. And I also think a lot of times in life, just looking back on all these experiences that you've made, if it's falling in love for the first time or meeting friends in your life that, you know, that people that you had the best time ever with, people that, you know, I don't know, you would go on a trip with and you had the best time with them, and like all these little things of happiness. And I think if you're expecting to find ultimate happiness, then you'll live a life full of disappointments, because I do think that there's no complete happiness. But I don't think in your early years you'll get to a point where you're like, oh, I feel complete. Like, I feel like I have everything I ever wanted. I feel completely complete, because I think the whole purpose of life is just to make experiences, live life, feel all the feelings that you can feel. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you'll think back about it, but I think, like, for example, the first heartbreak, it's something that is so emotional. It's something that it's the strongest feeling ever. And you'll never feel the same feeling twice, because it will always be a different situation. It will always be different. But then looking back, I'm almost excited about, wow, I felt so strongly about something, in the sense that, you know, I can't believe that pain I felt. And it's all memories of huge milestones in your life. It's memories of things. It's so beautiful that we have the ability to have memories in general. We can make so many experiences and feel so many things. And we have to make sure that we feel these things so that we can also look back on them and be like, it reminds you of what you've had. It reminds you of what you're capable of, because I also think in life, making really hard experiences and really tough experiences is so important, because it does make you so much stronger. And I think it's also a test for yourself to understand what, like, how capable of pain you are, how capable of just how brave you are as a person and how strong you can be. I mean, like I said in my last episode about bullying, for example, I was always so upset about the fact that people were bullies. And even, you know, sometimes on social media, when there's people writing me hate comments or they treat you really bad. And at the end of the day, I shut it all out, because, you know, I've been bullied in a way that it really affected me when I was a lot younger. And I took it so to heart. And I realized that it made me so much stronger. It made me feel so much more content as a person. And it made me so much more aware of what I'm capable of just as a person to feel and to take on. And I think it's so important for you, like, you know, if you're going through a really hard time, to understand that one day you'll look back at it and you'll see that it was just a test of your strength. And it was a reminder of, you know, you can do this. And the whole reason I named my podcast I Choose Me is because you can make the choice of choosing yourself over pain. Because a lot of times when you're in situations where you're in a really bad place, you're probably not really looking out for yourself. You're probably looking out for someone else, or you're looking out for, you know, a situation that you don't want to change, or a person that you don't want to hurt. And I think in life, you do have to be compassionate, and you do have to have empathy. But I think also it's very important to be selfish and self-aware, and make sure that you take your feelings first. At the end of the day, we all get given one life, at least of what we know of. And you want to make sure that you live that life in a way that you can live it to the fullest, and that you can experience as much as you can, because, you know, life can change in a second. And you want to make sure that you enjoyed every moment to the fullest, and that you live your life to the fullest. And one thing that always helped me, for example, when I felt really, really lost, or when I felt like in a place where a lot of times before I was like, I don't know my purpose in life anymore. Like, I don't know what to do. Nothing makes me happy. And everything that I thought would make me happy in life actually didn't. And I felt like this massive hole inside of me. And every time I was in that place, I tried to think of ways of, you know, seeing the situation different. And I started doing this thing that helps me personally a lot, and I wanted to share it with you guys, which is, I always thought when life gets really, really tough, and when I'm ever finding myself in a place again where I don't know forward anymore, I thought, you know what? We're so fortunate to live in a world that is just huge. A world that has so many incredible different people, places, and there's so much out there. And it made me feel like we only know such a small, small portion of life. We don't know anything. I mean, you grow up and most of the time, you know, you might stay in the same country for the rest of your life, in the same area for the rest of your life. You're around people that are so similar to you, when there's a whole nother world out there. There's countries with different cultures, different people, and there's so much to learn. And life is just there for you to explore. The whole world is there for you as a tool that you can use. And so I started thinking, you know, if I ever feel like I'm lost, then I'll pack my things and I'll just go to the airport and I'll just travel. I'll travel. I don't care where I go. I'm not going to book a hotel. I'm just going to get on a plane and I start traveling. And I'm going to take up my savings and I'm just going to go out there and just explore. I want to meet people that are completely different, be in countries where I don't speak the language, figure it out. And I guess modeling itself, when I started with 15, I never understood why it happened. And like when I was younger, even though I was so grateful, it was also so tough for me to travel the world alone. And it was so tough for me because English wasn't my first language. So I was literally just dropped off in a country and had to figure out how to get to from A to B. And in Europe, it was even harder because English wasn't common in every country. It's not like every person on the street could speak English. Every country had different languages, but I managed to figure it out and I managed to find my way around. And I did for such a long time. And it made me realize that, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. You can always manage. And now I'm so grateful for it because I feel like modeling taught me that I don't have to be scared of being put in a situation that you're not comfortable in, because at the end of the day, you know, it's you and you have to figure it out. And it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that you can do, because I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. And I do think that when you're in a place where you feel challenged, then it's probably for a reason. And life's probably trying to teach you a lesson, something that might be very valuable for you later on. And so finding your purpose, I think it's such a beautiful way to think of it, as just your purpose is to just find it, you know? It's finding all the little pieces of happiness that you can find. It's taking, you know, finding the joy in every little thing that you do and finding joy in everything you do when you wake up, and not to have fear of anything, not to have fear of change. And, you know, changes in our lives, you need to see it all as little challenges that are there for a reason. And I think life's just too short to sit around and wait for people to answer that question for you. And life's too short to just go and, like, you know, you can't just go and pay money to fortune tellers to be like, this and this is who you are, this is what you should be, because the whole fun part about life is figuring that out, because no one has a clue about what their purpose is. No one has a clue about what they really want in life, because we have to grow constantly. We have to make experiences. And that's the great part about life, that doing that. And it's just finding the positive things in negative situations. And as hard and as challenging life can be, it's also, you know, we are alive and you are here, and you're here to live life every single day. There's a reason why you wake up and your heart's beating and you're breathing. It's here so that you can do something with it and do the best of it. And it's so important also to understand that life is full of choices and life is full of, you know, crossroads, and you can always make a decision. And the most important thing in life, I think, too, is just to learn to make decisions based on what you think is right for you at the end of the day. And it's an exciting journey. I mean, it's tough and, you know, it can be scary and it's an awful feeling to feel lost, but you just need to have faith that, you know, there's a plan out there for all of us. And if life doesn't give you the answers that you're looking for, then you need to go out there and go look for them. Because I think if you're lost and you just try something new, go to a new place, go to, you know, go to a new bar, or go to, I don't know, go to the movies by yourself, or do something where you could run into new people, people that you don't know. And, you know, by constantly being exposed to new things, you open your heart and your soul for new experiences, for new perspectives. And people that will meant to help you along the way will come into your life. And it's so funny, because for so long, everything had happened to me in my life, and every person I met and every person I lost in my life, I was so sad about the fact that a lot of these people weren't in my life anymore. And I was so sad about, you know, experiences that I've made that were hard. And looking back at them now, I'm trying to see it in a different way. And as much as I miss people that aren't in my life anymore, I feel like they served such an important purpose in my life. And I try to see it as beautiful memories that make me so happy, because that person in that moment was the person that I really needed in my life. It was someone that, you know, I don't know, I've had so many incredible girlfriends that now are completely out of my life. And it was something that was so hard for me to understand, why people come into your life and mean everything to you, and then one day they just exit and it doesn't make sense. There's no explanation. And these people are just suddenly, you don't know anything about them anymore. And it was such a hard experience. And I took that so, so hard. And now looking back, I'm so grateful at the same time, because these people meant everything to me at the time. And they helped me along the way. And I almost feel like it was, you know, the universe sending down little helpers, being like, you know what, you're going through this. I think this this person can help you shine light on something. This person will help you to get through that. And, you know, all these people added so much value to my life. And then I thought about it and was like, I'm, you know, just at the beginning of life. And I want to see it different now and really, really appreciate every second I have with people that come into my life, because they come into your life for a reason. And it's honestly so much more exciting to see life as this crazy journey and to see it from one perspective, which should be your perspective, and not from a perspective that other people try to, you know, put in your head. And don't be influenced by everything that's going on around you, the people that are in your life, because a lot of times you just, you know, you need to understand that you were put on this life to live it to the fullest. And this is your life and it's your choices that you make. And I think, you know, we're lucky that we live in a world where, you know, social media is around as well, as bad as it might be in some ways. But in other ways, it opens up our possibilities and our knowledge in a way that, you know, you can learn so much from other people. You can see so much. And I hope it shows you too that, you know, people that you're following, they're all over the world and they have completely different lives, completely different circumstances a lot of times. And you can actually take so much away from their lives and what you see. And it also shows you that while you think that, you know, what you're going through might be really hard, there's other people out there that are might be going through the same thing or similar things. And you're never alone. And there's always, you know, there's always something new out there. And if life gets scary and if you just don't know who you are, I think the best thing you can do is put yourself out there and do something completely new and do something that makes you feel alive and do something that brings you joy, because we can. We don't live in a little box. We live in a way where, you know, you just walk 100 meters and you might be crossing your ways with a completely different person, a person that might be able to change your life forever. And that alone is really exciting. And so I think for everyone who asked me about what they can do to find purpose in their life is just to not put so much pressure on themselves to find the purpose, to find the one answer that we're all looking for, to feel complete, because life is all about enjoying the process to finding your purpose and the process to finding your happiness. It's about the journey that should be exciting with all its ups and downs, because we take away these memories forever. And I think that's a really beautiful way of thinking about it. If you have more questions, you can send them in on my website, or if you want to share any of those experiences that you've had, like experiences you've had of trying to find your purpose. And I would love to hear your stories and your input. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to I Choose Me. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on my Instagram, Nadine Leopold.